he's been appointed to represent the family of Michael Brown, that unarmed St. Louis teenager that was shot Saturday after being confronted by police in a predominantly black St. Louis suburb. Now, he's joining us now to give us some insight on the case. Please welcome Attorney Benjamin Crump.
Good morning, Steve.
Attorney, how you doing, sir?
Steve, again, we're on the front line, as you said. A reason we don't want to be standing up on the community. I want to come to your show with good news sometimes, Steve, but they keep killing our children.
So,
I want to thank you, Steve. The Neighborhood Awards was so uplifting. And time I get back on Sunday, I'm sitting in church, I get this call. And I can't believe this, Steve. He was walking, not at night. This was 12 o'clock noon, sunny day. He had a T-shirt, short pants, and flip-flops on. Him and his friend walking from the store, going to his grandmother's house, minding their own business. And the police, who's supposed to protect and serve them, profiled them for whatever reason, and said they're jaywalking. All of this happened from jaywalking. And Steve Harvey, I want Steve Harvey Nation to know, they executed this child in broad daylight. This is one of the worst police shootings I have ever seen, and I've been involved in quite a few.
What reason did they get? I mean,
Okay, let me ask you a question, Tony. What is the policeman's account of what happened?
His account, and it sounds crazy, Steve. His account is he told them to get out the street, and apparently they didn't get out the street fast enough for him. He said, I said, get out the street now. And he then backs up, tries to open the door, is his account, and the young man goes into his car, has an altercation with him, and he has to pull his gun and shoot. Now, none of the eyewitnesses say this happened, Steve, and I just want people to use their common sense. How many brothers are trying to get into a police car? You know, we see police cars, we try to get away from them, and that's exactly what his friend said he was doing. And this guy, for whatever reason, Steve, I mean, you and Carl and Shirley, Tommy, y'all ain't going to believe this when it come out, how this boy was shot, I mean, multiple times in broad daylight. That's what's so troubling about it. This ain't at night like with Trayvon. This ain't a civilian. This is the police who's supposed to be trained and deal with conflict resolution, culturally sensitive, but they executed this child. And for no good reason that I can see, no justification.
And, you know, so, Attorney Crump, here's the part, another part that troubles me, too. The motivation for the young man to do this, who has no criminal background at all, no record, and was to start college this week.
Yeah, on Monday.
So what young man on his way to college decides, after years of never doing crime, I'm going to jump in the police car and have an altercation with a policeman before I go to college Monday?
Right. Yeah. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It flies in the face of common sense, Steve. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say this don't add up. You can't tell us just anything when you kill our children and expect us to be quiet. And that's what I think the people in St. Louis, you know, you're talking about neighborhoods who are just fed up. They are fed up in Ferguson, Missouri, this little suburb of St. Louis. They have 53 police officers, Steve. And out of that, they only have 3 African-Americans. Now, what is problematic is the city is 70% black.
Wow.
Okay.
So we need you, Steve, more than ever, Steve Harvey Nation, to follow this, tweet it, because, you know, right now it's a high-profile media case. But it's only that because we make it that. We say our children are valuable. We say he had dreams. And let me tell you this about Michael Brown, Steve. His mama articulated it so well, and these are just everyday folks. She said, my son at 18 knew what he wanted to be. He was starting college. He wanted to be a heating and air engineer. He wanted to work on air conditioners and heaters, fixing them. They said he could fix any kind of air condition, television, take it apart, put it back together. And she said, how many 18-year-olds know what they want to be? He knew what he was good at. People would call him to fix their car air conditions and everything. And he took great pride in that. And he was going his way. It wasn't for potential. It was kinetic. He was already doing it. He was supposed to start college yesterday, and instead of them celebrating his future, Steve, they are having to plan for a funeral and talking about second autopsies.
Thank you, Benjamin Crump. I mean, we're going to stay on top of this, and let us know what we can do when the appropriate time comes. All right, brother?
Is it on tape?
Hey, thank you so much, Fred. Well, there may be some video out there, and that's the big question that we are waiting for. And we need the Attorney General to do an independent review. Don't work and take what St. Louis police give you. They need to be on it, especially in the way of the autopsy, because there is no way to explain these bullets and the trajectory of how he was shot. I mean, it is literally almost execution style. And don't take my word for it. It will come out.
Thank you, Benjamin Crump, for all the work you do.
Appreciate you, man, for being on the front line. We'll stay in touch with you. Thank you, sir.